The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Bring up anything that you want and just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. We are launching into the third hour of the program here tonight. Probably one of the most important issues of our time is on the table for discussion again, as it seems to continue to come back. The idea of violence in response to the state. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Objectivist girl Lauren Rumpler.
And Mark.
And of course, your phone calls are welcome at toll free number 855-450-FREE and Skype. You can Skype into our show. Our username is lrn.fm, and that's where we're going to start the hour out here with Luke on the line in Milwaukee. Luke, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So I said I wanted to discuss the use of force, but I don't even know this situation falls under the premise of use of force. I think really it goes down to what the definition of aggression is. And Cantwell's whole premise, to make a long story short, is that LEOs and government agents are basically in a constant state of aggression, which I find it's ridiculous at best. Because, I mean, if you accept that premise, you can extrapolate it to say that all statists or all voters are in a constant state of aggression because they're seeking to make policy changes or, you know, anything of the like. And it's just, I think it's a really ridiculous and dangerous and actually a collectivist mindset, you know.
It's clearly collectivist.
Right.
I can see why people feel that way. I mean, many people feel like there's a war on, and the government's on the other side, and we don't even, and most people don't even know it, that they, you know, and when you can see the police driving tanks and the kind of weapons they carry, 50,000 raids, home invasions, or what do they call them, home raids every year, I can see why people feel like there's a war on, the government's on the other side, and most of us don't even know it. And if you decide there's a war on, then it's relatively easy to say soldiers in uniform on the other side, i.e. the police, are fair game.
Well, it almost goes back to, like, thinking under, like, a monarchical system, like, you know, the king is always in a state of aggression or something. But at least in that situation, you have a face. You know, there's a name and a face, and there's someone who's actually barking out all the orders. And not to say that the system isn't centralized, but in the way that the hierarchy that it is set up in, you know, yeah, someone's giving out the orders and stuff. But at the end of the day, these guys were sitting eating lunch, like they weren't doing anything. So I don't see how this specific instance is, excuse me, anything more than murder. I mean, it could come out, you know, after the fact, and maybe we don't have all the facts that, you know, maybe these two particular cops just killed these people's parents or something like that. But and then maybe there's a discussion about retributive force and stuff like that. But as it stands right now, I find the premise ridiculous.
Right. And I want to address that last thing that you actually just said. So one of the things that advocates of violence try and use is as like a backing for why they do this is that it's retaliatory force. And it's hard sometimes to determine when initiative force starts from the government, because, you know, it's technically them ruling over our lives is initiatory force. But then again, if they're just sitting eating lunch, then is an initiatory force. So I say we pass all of that. We don't even deal with all of that. And we look at it logically. I mean, just look at my article. I mean, I outline the pros and cons of a violent revolution and using violence to get our way, to get to the way of peace. And the pros and cons of a violent revolution just don't even out. They just don't. I mean, a violent revolution is much more cost than benefit.
Well, and that kind of gets back to a question that Mark always brings up whenever this discussion is brought up on the air. Is there's a motorcycle going by?
Loud pipes save lives.
Yeah, but Mark always asks the question. You know, lay out that path. If you think violent revolution is the way to go, you know, lay out that path. How do we get from where we are now through violence to a voluntary society? And like you're talking about, Lauren, you know, the costs far outweigh the benefits.
It's like step one: kill cops. Step two:
get killed.
They're blank. Step three: enjoy peaceful anarchy. It's crazy.
Work logically.
Luke, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE or Skype in, as Luke did. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, CopBlock spoke out this week. Some of the bloggers at CopBlock spoke out. There was some internal strife. I was privy to some of the discussions that went on. As a longtime supporter of CopBlock, I was aware of this. Christopher Cantwell, for some reason, at some point, had been given administrative access to the CopBlock Facebook page. Now, CopBlock's
Twitter account, but okay.
Maybe that as well. I know for a fact he was on their Facebook page.
Alrighty.
Anyway, CopBlock's Facebook page has over 600,000 likes and is a very, very popular Facebook page. In fact, we recently noted when they surpassed Police One's Facebook page in likes. Police One is a very pro-police, very, you know, pro-police state kind of page. CopBlock as pro-police accountability. And unfortunately, they brought Chris on to do some blogging for them, and there was some controversy like a year ago when the Free State Project kicked Chris Cantwell out of that organization. That was as a result of a blog post that he made that was featured on CopBlock.org, and so I guess he's kind of been on board since that time. And of course, recently with the Las Vegas shootings, Cantwell wrote up an article entitled "Dead Men Don't Start Revolutions," where he essentially, I'm going to try to encapsulate his piece, he essentially cheered on the killing of the police, but at the same time said that
there's some coaching techniques on how to do it, right?
He basically said the shooters shouldn't have gone and shot up a restaurant, they shouldn't have gone and shot somebody at a Walmart, but he didn't say anything that, he didn't say that it was bad to shoot the police, and in fact, he basically cheered it on. So CopBlock, some of the people who support CopBlock basically came to the table and said, look, this is not appropriate for CopBlock's mission. It doesn't match up with CopBlock's message of peace. And so there were certain people, including Meg McLean, a former talk show host here on Free Talk Live, who said she was going to publicly withdraw her support for CopBlock. Other people didn't, you know, they didn't say anything. They just unliked the page, and they had the largest number of unlikes in like a 1 week time they've ever had. So there was some, you know, there were different signals coming in from the marketplace.
Yeah.
And longtime CopBlock supporters, including Meg and myself, you know, we basically said, look, this is very concerning. Please do something about this. And so a post has been made over at CopBlock.org. This was published yesterday, that says CopBlock is committed to the non-aggression principle. And it's signed by multiple CopBlock supporters, including the one of the co-founders, Pete Ayer, who we've had on the show a number of times, Nathan Cox, also another great activist who's a major CopBlocker, and several others. We at CopBlock would like to address the article written and shared to CopBlock's Facebook page by former, in italics, former author Christopher Cantwell, entitled "Dead Men Don't Start Revolutions," as it was reasonably and understandably concerning to many of you and many of us. As you know, CopBlock is entirely run by and composed of various dedicated and passionate volunteers. Our practice is to encourage almost all forms of discourse, as we believe there to be merit in the free exchange of ideas. We welcome discussions of all types and are always thrilled when people volunteer to take on more responsibilities in the organization. However, we seek to maintain an underlying commitment to the non-aggression principle. In our view, Mr. Cantwell's inflammatory call for violence and thinly veiled implication that all cops, regardless of individual action, should be subject to death, encourages a violation of the non-aggression principle. We, the undersigned, would like to make known that we as individuals do not endorse Cantwell's writings, and as writers and team members of CopBlock, we affirm the non-aggression principle and do not wish violence on anyone. We aren't about promoting violence. We're about educating, revealing the reality of the police state, and spreading the idea that badges don't grant extra rights. And then they go further into a kind of a breakdown of what it was that Cantwell said and what the authors in this particular article think about that. They're going to define what self-defense and justified force and violence is. Because Cantwell's argument, counter-argument to this would be that this isn't a violation of the non-aggression principle, that killing the police is completely legitimate under the non-aggression principle in that the police have already aggressed, so therefore violence is entirely appropriate to use on them.
You know, Ian, after we get back from the break, I really want to say something very important about this comment that that cops are not human.
We'll come back with more, and your thoughts are also welcome. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. More free.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
This is the Central Scrutinizer.
I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You just dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You Skype in to username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Objectivist Girl Lauren Rumpler.
And Mark.
Join us again over at freetalklive.com. All kinds of features there are free.
Free Talk Live will be breezing into the Windy City in July, the 19th and 20th for the North American Bitcoin Conference. For those of you who don't know what the
Windy City is. Is that Chicago or Detroit?
That's a joke. Ian, it's his joke for the month. Excellent work, Ian. That's so good.
We're so proud of you, Ian. Good boy.
You can see the list of speakers, and it is long and distinguished for the North American Bitcoin Conference at Chicago's McCormick Place South Building, including Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet, Brock Pierce, who's going to be talking about investing in digital currency, Christina Gorlick from CloudHashing.com, Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum.com, Peter Smith of Blockchain.info. One of my favorites, Roger Ver. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. Mm. And Ian and I will be doing the show there, two nights of Free Talk Live. So if you're in the Midwest, please come out and see us. As a matter of fact, tickets are pretty cheap in the Midway. You can come from anywhere in the U.S. to see the show live. The website is btcchicago.com, and BTC is short for Bitcoin. btcchicago.com. You can pay in Bitcoin, or you pay in cash. You're up to you. btcchicago.com.
All right, we're going to get back to copblock.org, and Lauren, I know you had something to say about the whole Chris Cantwell situation. That's coming up. Simon's on the line in Tennessee. Simon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, welcome.
I wanted to talk about the overall topic of friendship, and more specifically about opening up the subject of liberty. I was telling your screener about, I've had friends in the past, even childhood friends, that I'm a truck driver. I'll get to talking to them and having good conversation and all, and then I brought up the deal with liberty, and I tried the Alex Jones way, I've tried your way. I mentioned 9/11 and, you know, about being overseas because the government used that, at least tried it that way, and he didn't take well to that. Well, my new friend that I'm just speaking with, last night, we got onto that topic, and I mentioned Ron Paul trying to do it more of a, you know, the way you guys talk about Ron Paul, and he's like, well, that guy, he gets into drugs, and, you know, that just does it for me, and I was just wondering if you've had this, I imagine you have had this experience, because you moved to New Hampshire, so you could be around people that believe the same way you do, but just ideas of how to, you know, bring in these ideas, and maybe do it more slowly, because that kind of shocks people, and then they kind of just cut you off. I don't know if you've experienced this before, but.
Yeah, for me, I think that the system that I found that works best, and each person has to kind of form it to the individual situation, but is to get the person to explain how liberty might work, is to have them work out the scenarios in their head. So what I did, and this is particularly effective with my wife, was I do a nationally syndicated radio program on the ideas of liberty. How do I present this message or that message about this topic or that topic in a way that people can understand, that, you know, comes from the idea of liberty? So she would explain it to me. And, you know, I'll explain it how you would argue from that point. It's kind of like debate club. You know, when you're told to take a position, and that position might be counter to your position, but you're just supposed to argue it anyway. If you can get them to take the liberty position and argue it, and they can do this on multiple occasions, they will get the ideas, and they'll get them quickly.
You know, I am really glad that you asked this question, because I am actually, my new show that I'm starting is about that precise thing, how to communicate the message of liberty to outsiders. So it's very easy to communicate our ideas within our circle, because we all kind of speak the same language and we all kind of have the same passion. So when we get heated and excited, we don't scare other libertarians, but we scare outsiders. So Shire Dude, my friend, and I have just started a new show. It's called Hearts and Minds, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. tomorrow on the Voluntary Virtues Network. And the first episode and all of those after it, it's a vodcast. So it's a video and a podcast put together. And we're going to talk about communicating the message of liberty. And I think that it's such an important thing, because so many people have that exact same question that you do right there. And we want to answer that. And we don't think anybody's answering that question currently.
Will that be easy to find on the Free Talk Live website, the new show you're speaking of?
No, it's a different site.
It's the Voluntary Virtues Network, but if you add Objectivist Girl on Facebook, I will post about it probably about 5 o'clock and put a link up so that you can watch it at 6.
Now, there's a great organization that's been around for a long time, and they've been really, they're focused on communicating the ideas of liberty. They're called the Advocates for Self-Government, and you can go to their website at theadvocates.org, and there are all kinds of tools that they have. You know, they've got books, they've got audios that you can download or buy to learn techniques to be better communicators of the ideas of freedom, and these guys have been doing this for a long time. They're very, very polished at it, and there's some really good, some great material there, and some of it's available for free as well. So that's theadvocates.org, great place to go and sort of make yourself a better communicator of these ideas. And I would say that I think the best way to get these concepts out at a, whether it's a workplace or it's, you know, friends out at the bar or whatever situation, I think the best way to do it is to take the long road and to not push, wait, you know, to wait until the topic comes up, to wait until a topic comes up where preferably you agree with the person with their position already, and you can sort of show them the principles of liberty and how they apply in that circumstance, and then hopefully you can show them how those same principles apply in other circumstances when other topics come up.
You know, Ian, that's really funny, because that is actually what our first episode is about.
Okay, great.
It's about letting it come up naturally.
Right.
So I hope you guys will watch it tomorrow. It should be a really good show. It's very funny. We decided to make sure that it was humorous, because it can get a little boring when you're talking about how to communicate ideas of liberty simply, because you got to do it on a simple level that people can understand. So we decided to make it, to mix in some slapstick humor in with it. So it should be a really great and very funny show.
And if it comes up, go ahead.
I have theadvocates.org. What's her Facebook page again?
Objectivist Girl.
Okay. I'll write that down and look that up.
There you go, Simon. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
you
hearing from you. Good luck out there communicating with folks. In fact, if you, you know, if you kind of make yourself over time, slowly, when it comes up, into the go-to guy for the liberty perspective, eventually people will ask you for your opinion on things. And that's when you really have the inroads, because if you just start pushing or puking liberty onto people, which is one of the problems,
that's
right?
That's what, like, they do. They puke liberty.
Right. Well, and it's understandable. These are exciting ideas. They get us going, right? And so when you first come across the ideas of freedom, you inevitably just want to blah, 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 and just spit it all over everybody that you come in contact with.
You know, I would almost say that it is initiating violence with some of the ways that people decide to communicate the ideas of liberty to outsiders.
It's certainly ineffective.
So take the long road, be patient, wait for the conversations to come up, and then take a, you know, try not to dominate those conversations. There's also some good sales techniques out there that he who is talking the most is losing the conversation. So ask questions more so than go off on rants or long-winded tangents. Try to be the opposite of a talk show host when you're in a real conversation with somebody. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Arguing certainly doesn't work.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. More on the way. You take control. We'll talk violence. That's still to come here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Plenty of time for your call and thoughts. Just dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Talk to us about whatever you want, though. We're talking about violence and how it is not a solution to achieving any liberty in our lifetime. We'll continue that discussion. CashIntoCoins.com is morphed. They are now Express Coin. So CashIntoCoins.com, we've been talking about in the past a lot. Express Coin does the same exact stuff that CashIntoCoins.com did. They're just doing it better. And it's the same folks behind the scenes. One of the new additions, Dogecoin. More easy, so fast, much legal, wow, inexpensive. Express Coin's the best choice for buying Bitcoins or Dogecoin. And, of course, they still pride themselves on their their excellent customer service. In fact, the back end on their website will actually allow them to focus even more on meeting your needs through ExpressCoin.com. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. And, you know, when I was there at ExpressCoin.com, I even saw cash as an option. Now, I didn't go any further than that to figure out exactly how that works, but it was on their list. So go and check it out at ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their new app at ExpressCoin.com. So back to the story here. CopBlock.org speaking out against Chris Cantwell, who is a former blogger of theirs, and they're going into Pete Ayers, one of the founders of CopBlock.org. He and several other co-signers have spoken out here in an article entitled "CopBlock is committed to the non-aggression principle." And they kind of explain what they mean by self-defense and force, justified force and violence. As a general matter, self-defense or defense of another is the use of reasonable force to repel, prevent, or protect the self or another from imminent attack or danger. Another type of justified force would be the use of force or violence for purposes of rectifying and compensating the effects of initiatory violence. Examples of this would be using appropriate and proportional force to retrieve stolen property or seek restitution for a victim of initiatory violence, among others. Contrary to what Christopher Cantwell's article claims, it is not impossible to murder an aggressor or aggress upon an aggressor. This is patently incorrect. Consider, for example, the following. Aggressor number one punches a victim in the head and then runs off. The next day, aggressor two, a stranger to both aggressor one and victim, randomly ambushes aggressor one, kills him. As aggressor two's actions are neither, one, reasonable force to prevent an attack, nor two, use of force or violence for the purposes of rectifying and compensating initiatory violence against himself, this would constitute murder. It is still initiation of aggression, even though aggressor number one was also an initiator of aggression upon someone else.
Well, I mean, the fact is we've all made mistakes in our lives, so therefore we're all aggressors, and that would put everybody, you know, if you're supposed to just kill an aggressor, that puts everybody in a situation where they are just worthy of death.
Well, right, and then they also point out that it's imminent attack and danger in which you can defend yourself. So if you aggressed against somebody in the past, you may owe them restitution, but you shouldn't have your life taken from you down the line, because maybe you've changed since then.
Well, I don't know that you can only use force if you're under an immediate imminent threat. If, for instance, somebody's holding your property, I think that you might have, you know, you'd have justification.
Well, that was the other point that they pointed out here, was that if you're retrieving property, then you can use force to retrieve that property, but you don't get to blast the person in the head after you've taken your stove back. Or whatever it is that you're trying to do.
I don't think property is worthy of killing somebody.
No, I don't, not at all.
Not the kind of thing that generally gets taken out of a house, at least. I suppose, you know, if we're talking about enough money, but, you know, the idea of shooting somebody over a color TV or, you know, some kind of appliance or something.
I don't know at what amount somebody's life becomes worth.
I don't know either.
I'm not comfortable with any amount. Personally,
I get where you're coming from, but you know, if you've got your life savings in gold bars in your bedroom or something like that, and somebody finds them, and you know they're taking them out, I
could always shoot the person in the leg.
No, legs are much harder to hit. Then apparently you don't understand how center of mass works. But I consider rubber bullets. I mean, you know, a couple of plugs from those things, and I think that a person's liable to go down, and you can get to take care of them and hold them at bay with a knife or something.
But, you know, the argument that they're making to justify hurting these cops is that they're not human beings. And
really? Who made that argument?
So I believe that Kokesh has made that argument.
Wow.
Let's hear the quote on that one.
Right.
You have a raw story piece, Lauren, about that.
I do.
I want you to dig through it and find that quote, because I'm interested in having that discussion, but I want to get Pete's thoughts out here about aggression. So going on here, the analysis does not change if the actors are police officers. Here at CopBlock, we stress that police are human like everyone else. They're not gods, as most Americans are led to believe, thanks to decades of indoctrination via government schools and corporate media, and ought to be subject to the same rules, responsibilities, and consequences as ordinary individuals. Badges don't grant extra rights, but neither do they strip people of basic rights. We have a fundamental difference in understanding of what is accurately described as self-defense or appropriate non-initiatory violence in the context of Mr. Cantwell's article. In our view, self-defense or defense of another constitutes using deadly force upon the police only if they were initiating deadly force on a victim at the moment. Justified violence might be, and some may disagree, among the following: using a reasonable amount of violence to obtain the money those particular cops stole from specific victims, using a reasonable amount of violence to obtain compensation for specific victims injured by those specific officers, and At the very worst, if there was evidence those officers murdered someone, some advocates of the non-aggression principle might find, and many would disagree, that it is acceptable for a family member or private defense agency to exact some kind of forceful punishment.
Now, I don't care whether it's moral or not. What I care about is whether it'll work, and it won't work. Using violence against police or other government agencies.
That was the argument that I made.
Yeah. Is a system that simply will not work.
I totally agree. It's a bad idea for a lot of different reasons. Number one reason is you're going to end up dead after the fact because the cops aren't going to care about your moral justifications. You know, you can point out that the cops might have just beaten your friend and that was your reason to shoot a cop, but the cops won't care about you. They won't even listen to a word that you say as they blast you to death and hack you to bits with, you know, hundreds of bullets as they've been known to do. These are the principles, says the authors at CopBlock, that we believe to be applicable to all human beings, police officers included. With reference to the Vegas killings and the absence of any evidence that those cops murdered anyone, killing them while they were eating lunch fits neither within the definition of self-defense, defense of another, or justified violence. It is thus murder. If Mr. Cantwell's premise is to be accepted, then it follows that it's morally correct for random people, non-victims, to murder any criminal who has initiated violence, no matter how petty the offense. This is simply absurd. Mr. Cantwell's claim that anyone is entitled to kill cops at any time because cops are constantly initiating aggression is merely an ugly form of collectivism. This claim is essentially that because some cops commit murder, and many of them steal, that all cops deserve to be ambushed and randomly executed regardless of individual actions. This is no different from gang enhancement penalties, wherein people are punished excessively for crimes that otherwise should bear lesser penalties on the sole basis that they are a member of a gang. This is no different from saying that violence is acceptable if enforced for the greater good. If the non-aggression principle does not allow for street-style execution of people who have committed theft, it certainly doesn't allow for street-style execution of cops who have been proven guilty of nothing. It's also worthwhile to note there are different levels of aggression. Yes, there are cops that have committed murder, rape, and/or abuse. And there are plenty that have not nearly committed anything rising to those levels. There are police officers who do very little aside from conduct traffic. There are police officers who spend most of their time at a desk. Even if we assume that all police officers commit some kind of theft through traffic tickets, the appropriate and proportionate punishment for theft is not death. It's a dangerous error to claim that it is justified to kill all police officers on the grounds set forth by Mr. Cantwell. Calling for the blanket death of all cops is not the appropriate response to whatever unknown/unproven aggressions one particular cop may or may not have committed. Central to creating a reality absent the institutionalized violence of the police state is the recognition of individual rights, individual responsibilities, and individual accountability based on specific individual actions and consequences. It is not about probabilities, possibilities, or likelihoods based on one's profession/membership in a group or gang and what one has likely done and or might do. That is called statism. We'll come back with more and focus on the humanity of the police next.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want here in the remaining moments. The toll-free number is for you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. OMG, we are 10 days away from Pork Fest.
Ah!
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
My first one.
Real? That's right.
I'm excited.
It is exciting. I'm excited, and it's my eighth or something like that. Been to a lot of these things, and they have been just great every single year and growing with more people who love freedom coming to New Hampshire, many of whom for the first time. Most attendees of the Porcupine Freedom Festival every year, the majority, supermajority almost, of attendees are brand new. They've never been to New Hampshire. They've never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They're going to be like Lauren coming in with wide eyes and just amazed at what they see, because it's awesome to have 1,500 liberty-oriented people all hanging out at the same campground for an entire week, and that's what the Porcupine Freedom Festival is. It's kind of like a highlight of what it could be like someday when we finally get enough people who love freedom together in New Hampshire. Now, we've got 1,500 people in New Hampshire, but we're all spread out. So, you know, there's maybe a couple hundred people in the Manchester area, a few dozen in the Keene area, I don't know how many on the seacoast, Concord. So there's 1,500 people total that are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We want to get to 20,000 people who are here as part of the Free State Project. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is kind of a teaser. It's a taste of what that's like. And this year is going to be great. It's a DIY theme, do-it-yourself. Lots of learning that can be going on at the Free State Project's Pork Fest, and also fun stuff like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. It's happening Woo-hoo! Again this year. Lots of fun. There's actually another dance party happening on a different night, I think, the Goth.
Yeah.
The Big Goth Dance Party. Are you going to that, Lauren?
Yeah, of course.
Are you a goth? Are you, like, into the
no.
goth thing?
No.
Are you
going to
goth
Anybody
it
can
up?
Find a black dress, though.
Yeah, I guess I could find a black dress.
So,
I just like dance parties.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like to dance for liberty?
There's going
to
be an electronic music party as well, as I understand it. So lots of, you know, there's partying, there's family stuff going on. I don't know, Mark, what sort of family stuff is happening?
I find the greatest way to fight for liberty is to dance.
Well, I think V for Vendetta, or the V character, said something about dancing. If you don't have dancing, you don't have a revolution or something like
yeah.
that, right?
I would say for family stuff, there's just a lot of kid games that go on. Mm-hmm. The moms and families and dads get together and
dogs even
do stuff. Dogs too. So you know, I mean, it's a good time had by all.
And so go and learn more at porkfest.com. You can't get your tickets online now. You will have to get them at the event. But there's plenty of room for you. You don't have to worry about it selling out. It's a big park. The Rogers Campground can easily hold 4,000 people, and there were probably about 1,500 people that were there last year. So we got room for you. Come on up. If you can only come up for the weekend or a couple, even if it's just a couple days during the week, let's say you can only sneak up for a day or two in the middle of the week, it's worth it to come up, even if it's in the middle of the week, because Porkfest just keeps getting more. It just keeps getting busier. I remember last year being amazed on Monday. You know, Sunday's the first day, Sunday the 22nd. I remember being amazed at how many people were there on Monday compared to just the year prior. So it's a lot of fun. We'll see you there, by the way. Free Talk Live going to be broadcasting live every single night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com to learn more. So we are talking about certain people within the Liberty Movement, Christopher Cantwell, Adam Kokesh now, apparently.
I know, right?
Lauren has a story from rawstory.com. And then the suggestion made earlier, these are two people who've come out in favor of violence.
You seem to be implying it. So I confused that with Cantwell. We've talked about so many things. But your caller earlier seemed to be implying the cops weren't human.
He definitely suggested that.
And you know, and I want to say something that I think is very important, and I hope everybody will listen with very, very big ears right now. To state that cops are not human because of their actions is to undermine the importance of treating everyone as individuals. It's not the actions of an individual that determine people's right to life, but their very existence. And their existence allows them the right to not have their lives taken from them. Effectively, if you kill a cop in retaliatory force, then you're not reducing the likelihood of that threat of violence at all. That one cop is backed by an entire agency, and because of this, you have taken a man's life for no reason. Retaliatory force is to prevent your own suffering of violence, but killing one cop doesn't do this.
It's true. It certainly doesn't. And I think that one of the things that changed for me when I moved to New Hampshire was I got to really encounter police as human beings. When I was living in Florida, there were a lot of cops in Florida, a lot of cops in the Sarasota County area. I don't even know how many hundreds of police they must have there, but I would guess it's probably in the high hundreds, if not in the low thousands. Sarasota's
hundreds,
really,
I would think.
Yeah, but including the sheriffs. Including
I know,
the
sheriffs and police. And
so there's a lot of cops.
Even Manatee County.
And you don't get to know them. You don't know who any of them are. There's too many. If you encounter one cop, you probably won't see that same cop again for a long time. In a place like New Hampshire, in Keene, there's 40. And so it's totally possible to see the same police over and over again. And that, to me, you know, it kind of created a situation in which I had to get to know these guys. You know, I had to have conversations with them as an activist. Being out in the streets, you're going to encounter the police. In this case, in New Hampshire, if you're anywhere in New Hampshire, you're going to encounter the same police over and over again, which inevitably is going to lead to building a relationship between you and those police. Unless, of course, they treat you like the chief of police treats me here like I don't exist, and he doesn't even look at me. But most of the police will actually look at me and talk to me.
I mean,
most of them are friendly. Most of them are people you can have a conversation
with. That's bad police work, mind you.
Like a little child.
Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a terrible way to run a police department. It's terrible procedure. The fact is, cops try to get to know gang members and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's the smart thing to do.
So that they can make backroom deals with them.
So whatever might be the reason, it's good police work. Anyway, I think that police are human beings, and that is a viewpoint that I've changed on over time since I moved to New Hampshire.
If you can take somebody's humanity away simply by declaring it, you can take anyone's humanity away by declaring it.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I made that statement. That's why it was so important for me to make that statement, is that because you exist, you have all negative rights, and you have a right to not have your life taken away from you, or your property, or anything else, any extension of your life and what you have earned and what you've accomplished. And to take that away from somebody is not retaliatory force, especially when they're a cop and backed by an agency.
If we want to be treated like human beings, if we want to be treated like we have rights, then we should offer the same treatment to the people who would oppress us. And it's true. These very same cops that I've created a relationship with here in Keene, most of them would arrest me if they were told to do so. And, you know, I forgive them in advance for doing that.
You know, people need to give peace a chance. They need to understand that if we really want peace in this world, we have to give it an actual chance and stop talking about situations in which it would be all right to kill cops or all right to overthrow the government.
It's not all right.
It's time to put an end to the idea that it is all right.
As soon as
you put that idea out of your mind and that what if situation, peace is actually given a chance.
Let's go to Jesse. He's in Madison. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Lauren, and Mark.
Hi, Jesse.
I'm just a little confused by cop block. It seems to me that they want to have their cake and eat it too. I mean, they have garnered a huge amount of likes on Facebook by constantly posting memes that, you know, put an emphasis on the fact that even the mere presence of a cop is a underlying sort of violence and so forth. But then, you know, in the next breath, they want to say, well, we can't condone hurting cops. They were just sitting there doing their own thing. They're not a threat. I mean, you can't have it both ways. I don't think they said
the police aren't a threat. I mean, the cop block, I think, pretty much is aware that the police are a very dangerous threat to your freedom. But they were saying that murdering the police is not a solution, that is not going to reduce the violence, that is not going to increase our freedom.
That may be so, but I mean, they make a very concerted effort to point out the fact that the cops, you know, like I said, the mere presence of a cop is a threat of violence. So,
ever looked in the rearview mirror and seen flashing lights? Did you feel threatened?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So right. How can they turn around and say that you don't have the right to feel threatened? I mean,
well, you can feel threatened.
Where do you draw the line? I mean, if you feel threatened, if you feel like maybe this person is going to do violence upon you, how can they turn around and say that it's
It gives a lot of excuses to a lot of paranoid schizophrenics to kill a lot of people.
Just because they were scared?
Yeah, I felt they were a threat.
That's what the police
use. If I could run around just saying I'm killing people because I feel like they're a threat, a potential threat, that's...
Jesse, I wish we had more time to talk about this with you, but we are out of it for tonight, so feel free to call earlier in the show, any old time, tomorrow, or any other day, and we can discuss this in greater detail. Thank you for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Objectivist Girl, Lauren Rumpler.
And Mark.
Lauren, your website is objectivistgirl.com.
Right, and check out my new show, Hearts and Minds. Check me out at Porkfest. I'll be doing that speech.
Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you a programmer? Are you proud of your programming skills? If you can program, then you can prove theorems. And if you can prove theorems, then you can get proof that you can prove theorems at mathgate.info. Are you looking to employ a programmer? Before hiring an applicant, you can verify their skills by asking them to pass a test in basic formal reasoning at mathgate.info. All of this can be done using only Bitcoin addresses as pseudonyms. Welcome to the future. For more information, visit mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to lumberliquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.